Thank you, François. Yeah, that gives a clear picture on, say, the new and important activities of the GPE. And I'm happy that all the actions are a little bit already in a kind of a good, say, format where we can work on. So there are not elements which say, oh, this is completely, it is new, but we are on, we have them on the focus, let us say that way. Some are more already, like the life cycle assessments already done. So we are working on that. So there are some work which are already on track, but there are also a lot of things we have to complete and to do for the next years. And also that we have taken that in workshops, so to explore a little bit what GPE can do. And we have to report back to DOPP29. That's our first element. And then also to ITC in February, which is not the final report, but it is the interim report. I think they will also ask if we are on track with the elements. And also we have to collaborate with other working parties, like DOPP5, which is the economics, transport and economics, and with the e-mobility task force, and there is already some discussion with them, and then it is also on the agenda and highlighted in the informal working group EVE, so I'm happy with that, so that's also there on their focus and in the agenda for future work. So are there some comments, reactions, or questions to us, to François in specific? But he is one of the draft and leader in us to guide us a little bit in this task. He's very involved also with the ITC in the UN Secretariat. So I think we have here the good Secretariat to guide us through this new activities on the climate change mitigation strategy. No questions yet or remarks. So it is a little political, I understand, as well. So from our as technical people, of course there is a directly link with a strategic requirements, strategic elements in the region and in the EU, of in the UN, I mean. Not yet any reflections now, but that will come. Then I think, as François mentioned already, and it is on our agenda, we have a presentation from the Global Fuel Economy Initiative, and we have Pipalo Gonzola, who want to inform us on their study from the UC Davis, the Institute for Transportation Studies, what was set up by FIA Foundation, and also ICCT joined that. But he will inform us about what they have done, and this is one of the tasks to have a global view from what are the CO2 targets and views in the region, and I think it's very interesting to give their to have an overview, worldwide overview. Sometimes we are focusing on their region, our region, set our CO2 standards, but it's very, I think, interesting what UC Davis has done to have a collaboration of what is the other targets worldwide. And Pipalo, we know each other, of course, because specific the people who are a longer time here in the GPE, who was our former GPE secretariat, when Christoph Albers was the chair of the GPE, so some of them are very familiar with Pipalo to our group. So so happy that he is here and to that he can brief us on this very strategic and interesting topic on the climate change mitigation strategy from a global view. So, Paolo, thank you to be here, and you have the floor.